Big launch party held Wednesday for the new development at Frisco Station. This is 240 acres, $1.5 billion. It's three entities. It's the Van Trust, and it's the Rudman Partnership, and it's Hillwood Properties. But it's also sort of future-proof. Really a remarkable place. Mike Berry's president of Hillwood and joins us right now. It's good to have you with us.
Thanks, David. Always great to be with you.
Thank you. Well, I mean, everybody loves another office building and, you know, multifamily and retail and maybe a hotel or two. And it's going to be spectacular, I know. But you guys have really gone out on the limb, I guess, trying to future-proof this thing. You've got, what do you got, 5G and cars that drive themselves and everything else?
You know, this is all new for Hillwood as well, but it's very exciting. We have a master plan. It's 240 acres, and it's mixed use, and it's very urban and very dense. So there are a lot of those types of projects around. But what we've done is really try to think ahead and think to the future, and we've built into the development, both from a hard infrastructure and a soft infrastructure standpoint, some of these new technologies that are just beginning. The first is 5G evolution in a partnership with AT&T, which we started in August. And what that does is, if you followed 5G, it basically takes what you have now, what we all have now on our iPhones and our normal cellular speed, which is 4G, it takes it and it speeds it up by a factor of four, the 5G evolution. So it'll go from 280 megabits per second at 4G up to 800 megabits.
And this is more than just for, you know, downloading music or streaming movies. I mean, this is the technology that's supposed to allow cars to talk to each other and I guess have a real, you know, the backbone of a real smart city.
Exactly. And so what we've done to try to even further develop off of the infrastructure backbone and the 5G is we've formed another partnership with Drive AI, which is an autonomous vehicle company that actually came here to North Texas from the Bay Area. And they have a autonomous vehicle that's designed to carry multiple passengers. And we formed a partnership with them, the city of Frisco, the Dallas Cowboys, and the Star, which is right next door to us, and Craig Hall and Hall Park. And we basically linked all three of our developments with an autonomous shuttle loop that will allow you to leave an office building at Hall Park and come to your apartment at Frisco Station and go to dinner at the Star, the Cowboys development, and, you know, vice versa.
Is that an amenity? Is this something people will pay for, you imagine, or is it?
I think, yes, I do. I think ultimately it'll be just like Uber. You'll hit your app and your credit card will be tied to it and you'll pay for it. Today, it's really in the pilot program phase. So Drive AI is really underwriting the program. But as we roll into more commercial use, I think it will become something that's, you know, that the market will adapt to and pay for.
But one of the fun things that we've been following on and off here for a while is this idea of Uber Air, Uber Elevate, Bel Air Taxi, whatever you want to call it, but and like an electric helicopter that'll take me to the airport for the same thing as the cost of a taxi.
Yes, it's, you know, I got to admit that when we first started working on this last year with Uber, we were all a little skeptical and you know, as a lot of people have joked, it's, you know, it's the Jetsons. But as we've really seriously worked with Uber and their partners over the last year, we've realized this technology is real. It's being developed by a lot of manufacturers. The FAA is spending a lot of time studying how to integrate urban air taxis into the urban airspace system. And I think it's a matter of time before you really see commercial applications. So we intend to start, we're going to build, we're starting next month building our first vertiport, which is really an upgraded heliport that will allow Uber to begin testing flights in and out of Frisco Station. They'll start with conventional helicopters, but as the new aircraft are developed, then the project will will begin to be a test site for the vertiport or the VTOL aircraft, which are the vertical takeoff and lift.
You know, as a developer, I mean, how can you really future-proof a development? Can you look out and anticipate 20 to 30 years down the road and what's coming out? Or you sort of, you know, kiss a lot of frogs and hopefully find a prince here or there?
I mean, I think you try to follow trends and anticipate. You know, if you go back to the history of Alliance, when we started Alliance Airport in the late 80s, it was the first industrial airport to be built in this country, and it was really considered semi-futuristic. And we built a lot of things in and around Alliance that were leading edge at the time, and now they're just accepted, forms of technology or transportation. Yeah. So I don't think you can ever really anticipate or future-proof a project, but I think what you can do is try to stay close to these trends and anticipate what the future might look like by creating infrastructure pathways and land plans that will allow you to adapt to these things with the hope that they'll come along in the future.
You know, actually, you say that. I remember walking around with Mr. Perot at first housing development you built south of Alliance, maybe 20 years ago, and he was pointing with pride at this. Everything was wired and connected, and security systems and cable television, and everything came within, which at the time was sort of unheard of.
Right. No, when we did fiber to the house, you're talking about our Heritage development.
Yep.
We did fiber to the home, and no one else was really doing it. And now it's kind of standard practice. I think 5G will be the same thing. We're really excited about being first. We're the first AT&T sanctioned master plan development in Texas to be 5G evolution. But you and I both know that 5 years from now, 5G will be, will be the standard. So we'll have to, we'll have to be ready for the next thing. But trying to be out front has always been our kind of our philosophy.
All right, 242 acres, $1.5 billion. If you build it, are they going to come? Do the good times roll long enough that you're going to have tenants for all this?
Good news is right now they're coming. Our first Van Trust office building is 96% leased. We started construction on building two last month, and we're leasing apartments. We're seeing a lot of good activity, so I hope it stays. We believe in Frisco for sure.
All right. Well, and maybe a winning Cowboys season would even drive more people up there.
Even better. Even better.
Mike Berry's president of Hillwood. It's always good to have you with us, sir.
David, great to talk to you, and thank you very much.
Thanks. I'm David Johnson, News Radio 1080 KRLD.